With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The U.S. and Iran wrapping up talks earlier yesterday, and a top Iranian diplomat says future discussions will be aimed at a possible deal over Tehran's nuclear program. Next round is slated for 1 week from today. In the meantime, Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton says President Trump has made it clear what Iran needs to do to avoid further sanctions and the bombing of its nuclear sites.
Surrender and dismantle their nuclear program, to stop their ballistic missile program that threatens us here in the United States, and to stop their support for terrorism. If they want to do those things, if they want to become a normal nation and come in from the cold, a deal is there to be had.
Senator Cotton says President Trump knows well what Iran's strategy is in calling for more rounds of talks over its nuclear program.
Drag out negotiations and interminable talks as they continue to race towards a nuclear weapon and missiles that can deliver that weapon, not just to Israel and its Arab neighbors, but also to the United States, probably in fewer years than you have fingers on your hand.
Senator Cotton was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Also, at SRNnews.com, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says she and the president are fighting to improve the lives of American farmers.
America has always moved our food out to the world, and under 4 years of Biden and basically inaction, and I think a little incompetence, that really shrunk. So that, along with the weather and other unpredictable elements, it's just been a tough run for our farmers.
Rollins was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network on the Hugh Hewitt program. The Trump administration calls U.S. manufacturing an economic and national security priority and says tariffs will force companies to have more products made in the U.S. to avoid steep prices and increases on their imports, leading to better paying American jobs for people making cars, appliances, and other goods. This is SRN News. The Jesus Film Project does it again. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
The famous evangelistic tool has just been dubbed into a new language for the 2,200th time, a dialect spoken in the African nation of Ivory Coast. Josh Newell, who is executive director of the JFP, says, quote, "The story of Jesus has never been more relevant or accessible than it is right now, and it's about to reach every last corner on earth. Modern technology is accelerating the process of translating the movie into more and more languages." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The California Department of Education ruled that teachers in Brigham County High School in San Jose discriminated against Jewish students enrolled in the Ethics Student Program. An investigation revealed teachers were presenting high schoolers with only the Palestinian perspective in discussions of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The Bay Area Jewish Coalition filed a complaint about the lessons. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Roughly 10,000 pages of records related to the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy have been released. Kennedy was shot June 5, 1968 at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, moments after giving a speech celebrating his victory in California primary. University of Virginia Center for Politics Director Larry Sabato says Secret Service procedures for presidential candidates changed after that assassination.
As far as Robert F. Kennedy is concerned, he didn't have anything but private guards. We did not supply Secret Service protection for candidates for president until after Kennedy was killed. Then finally, we did what we should have done a long time ago. It always takes a tragedy before changes are made.
Among the items released were handwritten notes by the gunman who said Kennedy must be disposed of, and he also acknowledged an obsession with killing RFK. Sirhan Sirhan was convicted of first-degree murder and is still serving a life sentence. You'll find more on these stories and breaking news at srnnews.com.